Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah! What can I do to make sure that Greg is awake?
What? What?
Good morning.
Say something there, Bob.
Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It is 6:08, everybody. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. All right, let's see what we're going to start with. We're going to make it okay.
We've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Work your way up from there.
I've got some good news. Look.
Yep.
We're in day 41 of the shutdown.
Bum, bum, bum.
But there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean...
It's not a train?
The Senate last night actually agreed. I think it was Tim Kaine was the last one to come on over.
Wow.
And so they're talking about probably end of the week to actually get everything back open again.
Nice.
Look, that's a step forward. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We will take it. Hey, it's the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And, I don't know how big that was nationwide, but I was a kid in Detroit, and it was a very big deal to the people in that area. Yep. That will live in pretty much everybody's memory was alive at that time. 50th anniversary, sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Lake Superior, loss of 29 lives. And it was songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, who is actually Canadian. He saw the news and he put that song together very, very quickly. And mm-hmm. It's still to this day very touching.
Classic. Yeah.
The song was actually released in August of 76, so less than a year after the shipwreck. But... It was a disaster. I mean, we're on the Great Lakes. This is modern maritime shipbuilding. Mm-hmm. These things have been going back and forth on the Great Lakes for a long time, and so that was just it was kind of a shocking thing. But it's definitely one that is in the memory bank. That one forever for sure. And the song definitely, I think, helps to keep that memory alive.
Well, it has a haunting feel to
it.
I mean,
does.
Nobody could do stuff like that, like Gordon Lightfoot did. That thing was 730 feet long. That's big.
I don't know how many tons,
but it was
incredible. All right, so we've got that sad event that we look back on as an anniversary. We've got a great event tomorrow where we recognize those who have served and some that are still serving. We call it Veterans Day, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And of course, there will be folks that will be marking that, celebrating that all over. So, get in touch with your local veterans groups, and everybody pretty much will have something going on. Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Air Force One, dive bomb in the stadium.
Pretty close.
Well, yeah.
Pretty close.
And Trump and Air Force One, they did the flyover.
That was pretty cool.
And that was the, you know, that team from Washington, I guess they call them the Commanders, taking on my Detroit Lions. And, oh, the Lions spanked them pretty good. The Lions, 44-22.
Ouch.
And the Lions were trying something new because, you know, they lost to Minnesota the previous week. Coach is like, I got some ideas. Apparently, they were good ideas.
Hey, can we borrow some of those ideas?
You mean for the Gators?
Yeah. Just saying.
I did I did text my friend John Gruden. And, okay, it wasn't exactly a text. It was like a comment on somebody's Facebook
Close
page.
Enough. It was
Dave Portnoy's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tight. And, right. So, anyway, I did say, hey, John, coach, we need you at Florida.
Did you get an answer?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Just checking.
I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Keep waiting.
At that point, there was only 146 comments, so I'd say my chances are pretty good.
That's not bad. That's close to the top at some point.
Early on.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump reacted to Air Force One flying over Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland for the NFL's game, and he called it the greatest flyover.
That sounds like something he'd say.
Yeah. He'd say, yeah, he doesn't say like, yeah, it was okay, you know?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
It's just not the way he operates.
He's all in. He's all in.
I got to tell you, he did a great job. He appeared on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
He walks right in the broadcast booth. They hand him a microphone. It's like he didn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I go, and I know these comparisons probably aren't fair anymore, but I mean, just Joe Biden would have never been capable of it, period. Yeah. I mean, just not capable.
He'd be lucky to get up to the booth, seriously.
And the fact that, you know, Trump was sharp, Trump knows, you know, sports, and he got a rousing round of applause from the crowd. And I thought he did a great job on the air where they were goofing around, pretending like he was doing a little play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
Said, now this is going to be an important play. And then the next one, he said, yeah, this is going to be a really important play. And that's when Washington scored. But still, they got throttled pretty good. But as far as our president's appearance.
A win.
Yeah. It's so weird to me. I saw a meme that said something like, so, you know, who wishes they hadn't voted for Trump? Like, really?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's
we're winning, people. Come on.
I'm telling you. There's
probably AI people. Generated.
Everything is now.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
It is old already. Yeah.
Oh, wait, one more thing on that related. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's a great receiver for the Lions. He performed a Trump dance and even pointed out like where the president was up in the box.
That's pretty
and did
cool.
a little Trump dance. Yeah. The celebration occurred after St. Brown caught a pass on 3rd and 7 from the 10-yard line, scored, handing Detroit 14-3 at that point. And that's when he and fellow wide receiver Jameson Williams pointed to the skybox and began performing the familiar double fist pump of the Trump dance.
Oh, I get it.
Very cool.
That is.
So everybody was into it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Much of it will be related to unfreezing the government, and then a lot of it will be related to freezing, as in our tuchus is off.
Mm.
Yeah, and that'll happen tonight into tomorrow, but it's not going to be very warm today either.
Yeah.
All right, hang in there, my friends. It is 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're doing the Trump dance.
Yeah, nobody can see it, but yeah. We're doing it. Yeah.
Well, part of it's to stay warm.
Well,
it's not going to warm up much today at all. Like, what do we got now?
We're like in the 50s.
And I don't think it's going to get what? 60?
Yeah, and then it's going to start dropping again. And
woo!
Got to drop tonight.
You know the rules.
What's that?
Cover the plants,
bring
in the pets, and definitely get Granny off the porch.
Absolutely.
All right. It is 6:20 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, big shout out to everybody who attended Bikers on Parade on Saturday. We had a fantastic time. The turnout was great. American Hometown Veteran Assist, they did a great job. The AMVETS post, post 88, the Archer post, but it's just about in Bronson, but nonetheless, knocked it out of the park. Great people, a nice PA system set up, getting everybody ready for the ride. It really was very, very well done, and we had police escort, I think, almost all of it, if not all of it, and took us all the way to the Suwanee County Fairgrounds, and riding up the back roads. It was nice, and just turned out to be a really nice day, and thanks to all the people who, said hello and appreciate the show. I'm never tired of hearing that. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a text early in the day with a picture of all you guys out there from a friend of mine, Michael. He says, Greg, if you had a bike, you could be out here with your buddy Bob and everybody else. I'm like, all right, rub it in.
Well, somebody asked, where's Greg at? And I said, well, if this was a car show, he'd probably be standing right next to me.
Yes.
But, no, you used to have a bike.
Yeah.
A million years ago.
Yeah, had a few of them over the
years.
Had
a leather helmet and everything.
Yeah,
that was football.
That was way back then.
Hey, while we're at it, why don't we talk about a great event that you were at for Ronald McDonald House?
Oh, yeah, Beyond Bourbon out at Santa Fe River Ranch. Great crowd. Great fundraising, of course, for the Ronald McDonald House here in North Central Florida. And Embers does the food.
I heard it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it that good?
The filet just melted in your mouth. Yeah.
Filet.
They had filet. They had the big pig. They had the jambalaya and the salads. And
I might
they had bourbon too.
I might have to, you know, make sure my calendar is open for the next year event. Right. So it had a good turnout?
Oh, yeah. It was great, great turnout. Beautiful night, too. I mean, coming off a warm day, but you're out there in the country, you know, and a nice breeze. It was beautiful.
Just enough to remind you that fall's coming, but not uncomfortable.
Yes, it was perfect.
I like it.
Yeah.
And it goes to benefit the Ronald McDonald House, of which we are the official radio sponsor, proud to be, and good. So hopefully they did a good job raising some funds. And you did a good job, I'm sure, sampling the menu.
I do my part, you know.
It's all good. Hey, kind of looking back at some of the elections that happened recently, and, you know, people are wondering, well, you know, what happened? Well, we know that, you know, look, New York, blue, and you may even left it blue, right? So there's that. I mean, they didn't have a good Democrat. I mean, the candidate was Mamdani. And some people say, well, if the Republican guy, Sliwa, would have dropped out, you know, maybe then, you know, Mamdani could have been beat. I disagree. If you're beaten the primary, you've been beaten. But, you know, not everybody's going to take that advice.
And we looked at some numbers, actually, right after the election, and Cuomo still would have lost by a few points. So it would not have made a difference.
Right. Whereas Sliwa was actually a little closer, they estimate. If Cuomo would have dropped out, right, Sliwa was only down by, I think, four, which was in the, you know, within the realm of
possibility.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. Op-ed piece. This is Lee Hartley Carter. I'm not real familiar, but this is in on Fox, and she makes the case that it's not just the economy, because if it was, Republicans would have done better. I'm not saying they would have won any of those elections, but they should have been closer. They really should have been. Now, why weren't they? That's the big question. Why weren't they? Trump was not on the ballot. Okay. Other than that, why? Hmm. And her contention is that they look at it, many Democrats and younger people don't look at the economy like, say, Republicans do or older people. We look more at the big picture. Now, interest rates, we know, are way too high. But most of us, we're not looking to buy our first home. So it may impact us a little less. If you're trying to buy your first home and the prices have gone up the way they have and the interest rates are high, that is going to be very difficult, even for people who have a pretty good income. And they know that and they feel that. So their word here is affordability versus ours is, you know, it's the economy, stupid. It's affordability. And apparently that's a pretty powerful message for Democrats. And so they see things differently. You know, and I'm talking about mostly the younger ones.
Right.
And she makes a good case for that. She said they won because they focused on what's keeping Americans up at night: rising prices, shrinking paychecks, and the anxiety that the American dream is slipping further away. They promised to cap drug prices, rein in health care costs, and make life a little less punishing for the middle class. And crucially, Democrats ran unapologetically on taxing the rich, a message that resonated far beyond their base. For years, Republicans have viewed calls to raise taxes on the wealthy as an attack on success, a threat to the American ethos of upward mobility. But for many Americans, and for Democrats in this particular cycle, it was about fairness. If you're rich, you can afford to pay more. After all, the rich aren't struggling. Everyone else is. The sense of basic justice, not class warfare, is what made the message so powerful and popular. Yeah, it is interesting. When you talk about the rich, that is defined so differently among so many different groups.
Yeah.
But it's always there's a sense of envy, jealousy. Oh, you have it made. We need or we want help. And remember how the younger people have been raised versus, say, the tail end of the baby boomers, et cetera.
But the lefties like to use that and stir that class warfare up big time.
And I think a lot of us, you know, on the right have said that argument, we know, doesn't hold water. It doesn't resonate anymore. But apparently, with some, it does. 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday. It is up to you. Do you want it to be awesome? Well, you're in the right place. It is that simple. Good morning and welcome. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:39. Okay, now for the bad news. Just because you're from Florida doesn't necessarily mean you suck at football, but this weekend the trend would hold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Tough crowd.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. The Gators, it's hard. Ugh. It was painful.
Yeah.
It was painful. In Kentucky, just getting slaughtered. 38-7. It was ugly. It was painful. Then you got the Jags. They're winning. They're going to win. They're going to win the game. No. Houston comes from behind. scored 20-something points, I guess, in the fourth quarter.
What's up with that?
So Houston wins, okay? And then you got the Bucks. They were looking really good, too, against New England. And their Bucks were playing at home, which I understand. I've been there before. New England draws a pretty good crowd. Some people, some fans are saying it didn't feel like a home game. There were so many people there. Or wow. That those people had such big mouths. Their presence
well,
was being
perspective
felt.
Perspective is everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, New England, look, they upended the Bucks 28-23. And so, yeah, tonight we got the Eagles at the Packers, the frozen tundra. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like there, but I know lake effect snow definitely hit near there and south of there for sure. And, in fact, they closed the 441 that goes over. Now, we're talking much further south now, but in the southeast United States, they think you might get a foot of snow on top of Old Smoky.
Brr.
Yeah, so they closed 441 down there, as they do in winter months. Right. Especially when they're getting heavy snow, and it's supposed to be a lot, but lower elevation, not so much. The land and everything is still very warm. They think everything else will melt very, very quickly. But here, locally, you better get ready. Tomorrow night into...
tonight.
Tonight yes. Into Tuesday morning. Is this the one that's going to go way down?
Well, for the next couple of 3 days, yeah.
Wow.
But it starts tonight. Yeah.
So you might want to bring in the plants and cover the plants that you can't bring in, and mm-hmm. you know the drill by now. But I cannot wait to get my $2,000. Hook me up, brother.
You're getting $2,000?
President Trump said I am. You didn't hear about this?
He's given Bob Rose $2,000.
Did you hear about this?
I had heard something. I mean, there had been talk a while back about like the tariff benefit
yes,
or something.
Yes, exactly.
I have heard about that, yes.
Well, Sunday, President Trump said that people who do not support tariffs are fools. You know, the Supreme Court is listening to arguments on that right now.
Yep.
And vowed to use the revenue generated from duties to fund a $2,000 dividend for Americans.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, some judge will tell him he can't.
Pay me, sucker.
Yeah.
he says, we are now the richest, most respected country in the world with almost no inflation and record stock market price. A dividend of at least $2,000 a person. That would not include high-income people. He wants to make sure. I don't know what the cutoff is.
Well, that leaves you out then. But
no,
I
don't think so.
I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
No. Because all of my toys and vehicles are, they're dependents.
Uh-huh.
I write them, I name them. Spike, my motorcycle. You have a little baby Spike.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You 1%ers, you.
Anyway, he said, yeah, this will be paid to everyone. Trump also said that due to his economic agenda, manufacturing plants and factories are seeing record investment. That's absolutely true.
Yep.
I mean, he's not blowing smoke on this. And he said, we will begin paying down our enormous debt, which is currently hovering just north of $38 trillion.
We just got used to saying 37. Now it's 38.
Yep.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
And he announced his Liberation Day tariffs back in April. And revenues have climbed sharply from $23.9 billion in May to $28 billion in June, $29 billion in July. Total revenue reached $215 billion in fiscal year 2025, which ended September 30th. So that's huge. Now, apparently, since he made that announcement, I think it was Scott Bessent, maybe, came out, kind of rained on that parade a little bit.
Poo-pooing things just a little.
Said something along the lines of, oh, that would be... It'll be reflected in some sort of a tax cut or something. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I'll still take it.
But
that's my option of nothing.
Here's what I say, okay? And you can call me Cuba if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Bob wants that direct deposit in the bank.
Yes. I'm certain that most Americans would be quite happy to have that.
A couple of grand, Dad. That'd help things out a little
now,
bit.
Now, that would have a little stimulus effect in the economy, don't you think?
If I can spend it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, you're going to pay down your credit card like you promised me.
Okay. Man, Bob, you're no fun.
I am sometimes.
That's because my health insurance is going skyrocket in flight, and it's no afternoon delight.
You know, I got to triple check mine because, you know, I got on mine.
Yeah.
You know, this is our open period here for work, and mine hardly seemed like it went up at all.
Right.
I'm like, did I do this right? And they sent me a thing saying, yeah, you're confirmed, blah, blah, blah. It was like, kind of felt bad because everybody else is talking about going way up.
Well, but a lot of it depends on
your family plan. Family I'm plan. Single plan.
See, multiple people, that just racks it right up.
Yep. I was thinking, you know, have a heart attack every other year, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to cost money.
Yeah, it's covered. You'll do it just to make sure it's paid for.
What? All right, 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. I've got a interesting story. It has to do with LGBTQ. It has to do with science and a university. I think you'll find it interesting. I'll talk about it next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Sunday, Face the Nation, you know the host, Margaret Brennan. I'm just going to call her Marge from now on. Man, she is the most long-winded interviewer. She always has to do the question is like, you know what I mean?
Paragraph.
Yeah, it's agenda-filled always.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so she had Spanberger on there. She's the governor-elect. Right?
Yep.
All right. From Virginia. Mm-hmm. So here's Marge. Just a few days ago, Cornell University reached a $60 million deal with the Trump administration in order to see their federal funding restored. This is the fifth such deal since the administration began this pressure campaign on universities. I know you went to University of Virginia, as did I, and must be following the UVA, and they cut deals with the government, including kicking out the president of the school.
Are we still in the middle of the question?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
You called that extortion. But now, as governor, you're going to have to play ball with the Department of Education and the Justice Department in order to keep federal government funding going, Spanberger said, and so it should. It should shock everyone that universities, public and private, are receiving demands from the federal government that the dollars, research dollars, are being withheld, that our universities are under attack. And certainly what we've seen in the case of University of Virginia, popular, experienced, excellent president was pushed out. And on the ground here, we did not see our governor in any way step up in defense of our university. And the idea that the federal government would be withholding federal dollars, including dollars already appropriated by Congress for research, in order to compel universities to take certain actions, it's absolute federal government overreach. And as a governor, I will be clear-eyed about ensuring that we have structures in place, including boards of visitors across our university that will want to defend academic freedom and, frankly, the viability and vitality of extraordinary institutions like the University of Virginia. Okay.
Wow.
But they never once say what was the behavior that caused the federal government to want to step in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of it had to do with the DEI, which we know those practices are anti-American at the very least, anti-Martin Luther King. It calls for, you know, judging people specifically by the color of their skin. It's ridiculous. And so they've tried to push all of that out and threatened to take away federal dollars if you don't. So, you know, I love it. Oh, worried about research dollars, you know, worried about, you know, freedom, you know, educationally. You don't have that now.
Hmm.
Case in point, Washington State University. They suspended a continuing medical education course involving a video series on youth gender medicine after the accrediting body opened an inquiry following complaints from LGBTQ activists. In other words, we don't like what you're teaching. We don't like the curriculum that you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be clear, here we have maybe a different look or different ideas coming forward on this dysphoria, right? The gender dysphoria.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you don't want freedom of education if it doesn't go along with your overall agenda.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah. We that want free ed. Yeah. We want the education. We want them to be academic freedom is so important. And you've got to do this important research and all that. Don't you think it's important research that they study the effects of changing your gender or attempting to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of what they were doing. And looking at statistics and studies to see, like, have they done well when they have had these hormonal treatments and different things like that? No. It hasn't really shown a big difference in those who are, oh, well, I'm not anxious. I'm not depressed anymore. No, they have not had success, but yet they keep pushing that anyway. Could there be another way to deal with it? Well, if the left has their way, we'll never know. And they can't, you know, they can't tell you all of the stuff that's in your curriculum because right now it's under their, you know, they're doing a, I don't know what you would call it, like a review.
Right.
But for right now, they've suspended it. Yeah. The course from the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine offers guidance on the benefits, risks, and ethical considerations of medical interventions for gender dysphoric youth. Okay. It addresses topics such as transgender identities and the brain, misconceptions in youth gender medicine, and the international debate around hormone treatments for gender dysphoric youth. No matter how you stand on this issue, that sounds pretty worthwhile to me. Doesn't it? Why would you not want to know what are all the possibilities? What is this really helping? Is there something else? Is there something in the brain that there can be some, you know, a medication or something performed where that person would feel more comfortable in their own skin, for lack of a better term?
Because the agenda that we hear all the time, oh, listen, if you don't give these young people what they want, they'll commit suicide. You're causing suicides. Well, if they're having mental issues, yeah, maybe they will commit suicide.
Well, this group, the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine, that is part of all of this, they are really being attacked by transgenders. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center designated the SEGM, this group, as an anti-LGBTQ hate group.
Oh, my God.
They're scientists. They're medical people. But they're a hate group because some of their research may not go along with the agenda.
Okay. I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we want to do research and we want the truth, unless the truth differs from our truth. And then they're not so interested in it. And then, they got to label you.
The name calling begins.
You're a hate group.
Yeah. Wow.
It sounds like you hate research and you hate science. Kind of what that sounds like to me. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? That's the question. Baby formula recalled. We'll talk about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.